Wayne Alaroot for Sage Digital. Sage is a local web design and website management company with offices in Henderson near the 215. It's simple. Alex and his brilliant creative team at Sage are the best. Is your current website company not meeting your expectations? Is your website stagnant? Are you waiting days for a return call? Are you getting no traffic and disappointing sales? Whether you need support on your existing website or need to redesign it or build it from scratch, Alex and his team have your solution. Ask for the war discount and save 15% on day one. Sage saved my bacon. They quickly understood the issues I was having and implemented creative solutions. Now Sage manages my site. They do what they say they're going to do. They answer phones and emails promptly. They understand any issue you may have with your website. They've seen it all and can quickly fix any problem. Call Sage Digital at 702-268-9000. That's 268-9000. Remember to ask for the war discount and save 15% on day one. Or find them online at sage.agency.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Thanks to Mark Paoletta for joining us, and I can't wait to get the book. Yeah, and this is going to be one that I think everybody's going to want to see. It's called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words, which I find fascinating. Today, Clarence Thomas wrote the majority decision, wrote for the majority that the Constitution protects an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home. Those are the words of Justice Clarence Thomas. I think that's great stuff. Simple and to the point. The justices struck down a New York law requiring people to demonstrate a particular need that you have to justify your need to be carrying a weapon. And that's not something that in the Constitution it says it's your right. It's your right. You don't have to justify it to anybody, the state of New York or otherwise. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31, as we check out our conditions there on area freeways, looks like you're moving along there on the Beltway, Southern and Northern 215. Look good right now. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds there. US 95 is looking good, except when you get into the downtown corridor area. That's right. Once you get past Valley View, you're going to be tapping the brakes, because ahead of that, at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, you're going to see lane restrictions. It's a bottleneck effect. That's where four lanes suddenly become two lanes. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. And overnight road work tonight on the 515 between Boulder Highway and Twain.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Dodgers beat the Reds 8-4 on Wednesday. L.A. rallied back after trailing 3-0 after the second inning. Freddie Freeman 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored and 2 RBI. Pinch hitter Trace Thompson had 2 runs batted in. The Dodgers remain tied atop the NL West with the Padres. San Diego finished up a 3-game sweep of the Diamondbacks with a 10-4 win at home on Wednesday. Mike Clevinger gave up a run on 4 hits over 4 innings with 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. Jerickson Profar, Austin Nola, and Jose Azokar with 2 runs batted in apiece. The first round of the NBA draft is tonight in Chicago. Sacramento has the 4th overall pick. Golden State picks 28th overall. The Lakers would have selected 8th overall, but they traded that pick to New Orleans. The Clippers traded the 12th overall pick to Oklahoma City. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Technology allows us to manage everything from our wrists.
Get the fly swatter.
Not necessary. My smartwatch will take care of it.
But to manage all your clouds, you need more than technology. You need a VMware cross-cloud services solution orchestrated by CDW to simplify workflows, speed innovation, and secure all your applications across any cloud.
Does your watch tell time?
Only if you get the app.
VMware makes robust multi-cloud management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is an enormous day for the Second Amendment and your right to keep and bear arms. The Supreme Court today struck down a restrictive New York gun law in a major ruling for gun rights. The justices' 6-3 decision expected to ultimately allow folks to legally carry guns on the streets of the nation's largest cities, including New York, Los Angeles, Boston, and elsewhere. This is incredible what happened today, and I don't know that for a lot of people it's sunk in. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's check in with Monty Bowen. He is Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America, and he joins us. Monty, am I overstating it? This is a huge, huge win for the Second Amendment.
Absolutely. First of all, thanks, Kevin, for having me on your show again. And yes, this is a big milestone set because it's something that's not been taken care of. So now they finally put it into, you know, into their terms. And yes, it's a huge milestone because they're showing that it's not a needs, just like our Executive Vice President John Vileko said, it's not a bill of needs, it's a bill of rights. It's the rights that we have, and they've made it clear and straightforward now.
Now, let me ask you, there are similar laws on the books that will be challenged. California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island. Are those all eviscerated now, or is it a matter of they will have to be challenged?
I'm sure that they'll have to be challenged because I'm sure that they're going to try to go against their next step, obviously, is to try to find a loophole or go against SCOTUS's decision. So it'll be interesting to see what they do to try to maintain their gun control, anti-gun grabbing. I mean, I don't really know what they're going to attempt, but, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds.
I know the backers of New York's law had argued that striking it down would ultimately lead to more guns on the street and higher rates of violent crime. Do you believe that?
No, absolutely not. I think we've shown in the past that the stricter the gun control, the more the heavier the crime. When you take guns out of law-abiding citizens' hands because of a state or a city policy, that's when you see the crime rates raise because they have no right to defend themselves. And it's just like this, Kevin. If you're going to rob me because I'm unarmed, I'm an easy target, correct? But if you see me with a gun or you don't know if I have a gun, you're going to second thought on the fact that you're going to rob me. That's the whole thing that Gun Owners of America has been preaching for years. A armed community is a safe community, and it's been shown in different areas of our states.
The Supreme Court last issued a major gun decision back in 2010. Are you surprised it took this long for them to weigh in again?
Actually, I was. It's kind of throws me a little loop because of the bipartisanship horrible red flag law they're trying to come out with. And maybe they're doing that to show a stance on, hey, the gun control issue is enough. This is a hard stance on it. Here we are. Because the red flag laws, we all know that those don't stop mass shootings. California, Colorado, Florida, Indiana, New York, they've all got them. And they've all had shootings and mass shootings in those areas. You know, the only thing it does is it takes away mine and your right to due process. So, you know, we've got, when they talk about this, oh, we're doing it to protect and the people that endanger themselves and others. We have the Baker Acts. That already gives law enforcement under investigative rights to seize and to take somebody to get help if we see that they're a danger to themselves and others. So this the whole bipartisanship is just a way to attack more of us.
And by the way, this begs the question, will there be a challenge to the red flag laws? Are they constitutional?
Oh, absolutely there's going to be a challenge because I know GOF, our sister foundation, Gun Owners Foundation, which we do most of our lawsuits out of, I know that we're prepared to act as soon as they pass this bill and get it to a federal judge to stop it for the time being until we can get it up to SCOTUS as well because they've already ruled this part of it, and there already is laws in all 50 states, as I mentioned before, the Baker Acts. So we don't need more red flag laws. They don't help. They don't work.
Let me ask you, are you surprised there's been as much Republican support for this bipartisan gun control bill? Are you surprised that so many Republicans have signed on to it, including the minority leader?
Yeah, I am surprised, but I think it shows that there's more rhinos out there that we're aware of and more anti-gun people that we're aware of that wear the badge as a Republican. They're trying to use it that they're saving people, but nobody wants to work. You know, I've got an idea. We've tried their gun control antics for years and years and years. How about we open up constitutional carry, open carry, concealed carry, all 50 states, and let's see if crime drops then. You know, they don't never want to try the other side of it, which to me would benefit most law-abiding citizens because they're not doing any crimes.
Let me just ask you, what do you expect? The procedural vote passed easily. So they've got the 10 votes, and I believe they got, I think they got 14. It could be. Do you know how many they got on the procedural vote?
I think it was 14. Yeah, I think it was 14, if I stand correct.
Yeah, yeah. What do you expect? Because Rand Paul says he is going to put up a number of amendments in this bill. Do you think it's possible to stop it via the amendment process?
I hope it is. I know that we're, as GOA, as us as an organization, we are pressuring all of them, even the ones that have done it. We've been calling them out because the antics behind the red flag laws and, you know, stuff like that, we've proven time and time it doesn't work. And, you know, they're voting on stuff that all it does is take away the due process for us. So it's just plain and simple. It's ruining the fact of law-abiding citizens. It doesn't attack the criminals. The criminals are going to get any kind of thing to do mass shootings, whether it's a gun, a knife, a car, explosives. So, you know, this is just another step in gun control that we're totally against.
Let me just ask you, when will we get a final vote, a vote on passage? Do you have any idea? I know you've talked to your lobbyists friends in D.C.
Yeah, they're looking at it. I mean, they're saying it's going to come sooner than what we expect. We possibly could see it as early as next week. I guess we're just kind of holding in and seeing where it comes from.
Let me just ask you, when you see Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, leading the way among Republicans, saying, no, the framework is fine. As long as the framework matches the bill, I'll be for it. That's a little scary to have leadership going for this bill.
Well, I think we found out where he stood a long time ago and the kind of person that he is. And I don't believe he is for the Republican Party, and I don't believe he is for the rights of this, of the Constitution, of the people of this country. So, you know, in my opinion, anything he says, I take with just as an any gun grabber would as well, because I have no faith or trust in his way of doing things constitutional. The Constitution's cut dry and clear, and we know SCOTUS ruled on that today. So whether they're going to try to go against them, and the way I look at it is I don't think they're going to win that battle.
Monty, I know you're in transit. We'll let you get back to it. Concentrate on your driving, please. Thank you. Monty, always good to visit with you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Same here.
There you go. Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director, Gun Owners of America. I love that organization. They represent the rights of all of us, our Second Amendment rights. Very, very important. Amadi Bowen. Coming up, top of the hour, the Associate Vice President of Texas Public Policy Foundation, Andrew Brown. Some very, very scary stuff going on. We'll tell you what it is. It involves transgenders, and it's a little scary what they're talking about doing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget 250, 10 till 3. We're going to give away another $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke's. We'll do that all at 250. And, of course, the winner today goes into the hopper for the big weekly grand prize, a $100 gas card. This can be an exciting week. It has been an exciting day so far for a guy that's been on this radio program many, 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 many times, Michael McDonald, the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. And, gentlemen, Jim Dallas has some breaking news that has been coming out over the last couple of hours.
Yeah, we do. Hat tip to the I-team over there at 8 News Now and George Knapp. They've come up with this story. The FBI agents have served a search warrant on the Republican leader, the chairman of the Republican Party in Nevada, Michael McDonald, and they've reportedly, as part of the investigation, have seized his cell phone as they investigate the fake elector scheme, which they say was initiated at the end of the 2020 presidential election. So a second search warrant was issued for the state party secretary, James DeGraffenreid, who also signed the document, but the FBI agents could not locate him to seize, I guess, his documents, too. But this is the latest that we're hearing now, Kevin, is that the cell phone of Republican Chairman Michael McDonald has been seized by the FBI as they continue to look into the so-called fake elector scheme.
Well, and now we just learned in the last 24 hours that the January 6th Commission is going to extend its hearings into July because of, quote, new evidence. Whether this constitutes the new evidence they're talking about, we don't really know, but we will continue to keep track of this. This is so bizarre, and the dumb thing is, it's not moving the needle. People are more concerned about, gasoline prices and inflation and all kinds of other really, really onerous stuff, and I don't think they really give a rat's you-know-what about what's going on in Washington, D.C. They just don't care. People have other things going on in their lives, and this ain't one of them, folks. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. For years, it was me in one office. Then I opened an office on the West, and I went back and forth. Then came Steve Romeo when I retired. Now comes Dr. Matthew Lingman. Matt saw a lot of hearing loss as a medic in Afghanistan, and when he came home, went to school and earned a doctorate in audiology. So he is highly qualified and genuinely cares about helping people with their hearing loss. With Steve and now Dr. Matt on board, both offices are now open 5 days a week. And I promise you, at Quality Hearing Aids, you will never sit 2 hours in a waiting room and then feel like you're rushed out when you finally get to see the doctor. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. and I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, we